details to that story will be back shortly. But for now, in East Africa, people view the government as the primary culprit in restricting civil liberties, commonly exerting its power through the police. Just recently, President Yoweri Museveni of Uganda was re-elected, marking 35 years of his uninterrupted grip on power.
Now, despite the court confirming a lawful garnering of the popular mandate, many citizens believe that the process was opaque and corrupt. The COVID-19 pandemic has further worsened the state of civil liberties across East Africa. From Nairobi, DW's Andrew Waseke has more.
Unlawful arrests and detainments, power abuse and suppression of political dissent, these have become a new norm in East Africa, mostly as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, according to a new report by the Friedrich Naumann Foundation, FNF. The pandemic has not just affected health and economies, it has proven to be a significant threat to civil liberties and democracy, especially in East Africa. Tanzanians and Ugandans have seen increased power abuse and restrictions on freedom of assembly, speech, and media. Inge Herbert, the FNF regional director, tells me.
We did research last year within the corona pandemic. So many civil liberties have been restricted, and the corona pandemic has been used as a pretext to do that even more. Now the research gives recommendation how we engage civil society to stand up for their civil liberties. A major finding of the study is that people are very, very concerned about economic rights, but it's very important to frame how you strengthen civil rights, because only when civil rights are strong can economy thrive.
Nicholas Opie is a top human rights lawyer in Uganda who fights for the realization of civil liberties. In December, he was arrested by plainclothes gunmen in Kampala, handcuffed, blindfolded, and whisked away in a convoy of three vehicles. He was charged with money laundering. This happening just days before the Uganda elections, which he was monitoring. He knows better than anyone how his government infringes on civil liberties. He tells me this is a regional problem.
Governments in the region have enacted legislation that, instead of promoting civil liberties, restrict the space for their enjoyment. In Uganda, in particular, in the last election, social media and the entire internet was shut down for weeks. Civil society organizations that were working on election monitoring were arrested, imprisoned, and some are still facing charges.
Opio says the 2021 Ugandan elections the world witnessed was one of the worst demonstrations of civil liberties.
In Uganda now, we are dealing with the aftermath of an election. Elections in which observers were blocked from coming into the country. The streets were being patrolled by soldiers everywhere. Helicopter gunships hovered over our heads as we went to the polls. Journalists were constantly being beaten from covering opposition politicians. Elections in which civil society activists had their accounts frozen and their staff members, in some cases, arrested. An election that was marred by widespread violence, arrests of opposition leaders, forced disappearances of hundreds, if not thousands, of young people. The main opposition candidate after the election was detained in his house for well nearly 2 weeks, prevented from preparing and filing an election petition that would challenge the election of President Museveni as the head of government.
According to the report, the top concerns of citizens in East Africa are corruption, unemployment, poverty, healthcare, and abuse by the police. Corruption is perceived to be rampant and is the primary motivator for citizens to protest or petition the government and leaders.
That was Andrew Waseke with that report.